Whatever I'd been expecting, this wasn't it. This place should have been chock full of black souls. It should have been teeming with them. And yet the area was strangely empty. I eyed the entrance to the next level on the ground in front of me, not wanting to go deeper, but knowing I'd have to if there was no one on this level. Why were they so deep anyway? It got hotter the lower you went, so shouldn't they all be crowding in the top levels if that was what they wanted to do? Ah, I really didn't want this mission to be futile. Damien would kill me if I died here without finding anything useful. Okay. What would Zane do? They'd probably go down knives blazing and find out everything they needed to know without losing a sweat. Well, I had no knives. I didn't have their crazy bravado, just an unhealthy amount of impulsiveness and disregard for orders, apparently. At least I couldn't sweat, huh? That was a plus point, right? Ugh. I went to shake my head at my stupidity before realizing I couldn't, because I didn't have a head now. I was just a ball of white smoke that could see. How did that work, anyway? Why were my senses working when I didn't actually have any ears or eyes? The magic of the realms was weird sometimes. The deeper I'd gone into the chasm, the less human-like my body had become. It must have been the magic of the chasm repressing my form. I didn't know how to feel about the fact that the chasm was treating me, its very esteemed keeper, the same way it treated the dark souls that resided here. Okay, enough dallying, Nox. Let's do this, I told myself, and then continued to stare at the dark hole for another few minutes before finally leaping in. I jumped into the flames as I heard voices closing in, taking care to hide all of myself in the fire as they drew closer. They didn't have faces, obviously, so I tried to remember their voices so I'd be able to recognize them later if needed.
It won't be long now,
a nasal voice said, their smoky body glowing orange at the edges as the flames licked at them. For some reason, the flames didn't seem to be hurting them at all.
Yeah, the queen is almost back to her old self,
the other one said, his voice deeper and on the husky side.
I cannot wait to show those otherworld assholes their place, especially that keeper who put us here.
I narrowed my eyes at Nasal Dude, wishing I knew what he looked like so I could have the last word when I inevitably took care of him again.
I just want to go back to the human realm. There are no pretty boys in here.
I grimaced at the husky man's words, my insides churning at the thought of filth like this escaping back into the human realm. Damn, what was this queen planning? What would she even do if she got to the human realm? It wasn't like she could interact with anything or anyone there, right? I needed more information, goddammit. And since these two gossip guys seem to be my best bet right now, I decided to follow them. I had to stick to the flames, since everything else here was dark and I'd stand out like a sore thumb. I was surprised when the two souls reached another entrance to the level below and jumped in without stopping, without hesitating. Why were they heading even deeper?